Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to head to Columbia here coming up in just a bit, but let me remind you guys that our college football coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light and Tanners are teaming up to make every college game day legendary every Saturday. Rep your favorite college team, catch every play, and enjoy $15 buckets only at Kansas area Tanners locations. Bud Light and Tanners, from the stands to the bar, your game day headquarters. Let's head to the phone lines to be joined by BK to take a look at the Missouri Tigers as they play host to South Carolina this weekend. BK, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, T-Dot. What's good, man?
Doing fantastic. I wanted Mizzou to get game day. They didn't get game day. I think that's a combination of Sellers got hurt last week and South Carolina also lost to Vanderbilt.
I think it's purely South Carolina lost to Vandy. I think if South Carolina wins that game and they're coming in off of, you know, a decent win, this is probably the game that they're at this weekend. But instead, they chose to go to Miami for what I think is going to be a pretty horrific game. But, you know, it is what it is.
I really liked South Carolina at the end of the season last year. I thought that they were probably one of the 12 best teams. I understand why they didn't make the college football playoff, but I certainly thought they were good enough to be in that conversation last year. They got off to a little bit of a slow start. This is one of the better games this weekend. How do you handicap this thing?
Yeah, man, it's tough. I thought South Carolina was going to be really good. I fell into the Lenore Sellers fan club. Like, I was president, CEO, anything you could possibly be. I was buying all the way in on Sellers. I was more in on him than I was on Arch Manning coming into the season, just because I had seen it. Like, we had seen real glimpses from Sellers at this level. He was special. I mean, you remember what we saw last year in the game against Mizzou. That guy was amazing. So I was all in on him. I love what they bring back on the defensive line. And if you have a quarterback, you've got a defensive line, that's a really good start in college football. So I bought in. And then you watch their games, and it's like, man, it's just not the same team that it was a year ago. And I undersold what they had lost, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I think Missouri's the better football team. So I come into this weekend, I think the line's a little high if Sellers is going to be playing, but I think this is probably pretty close to a touchdown game in favor of Mizzou. That's how I see it. Are you on a similar side there?
Yeah, I do think the line's a little bit high. I was telling Rob early in the week, I told him I thought the play was to bet South Carolina plus the 13, and then if we got good news about Sellers, to then bet Missouri and whatever it is and try to hope that you could find that middle somewhere. I do think Missouri is better than South Carolina. It's a home night game in conference. I think you always got to side with the home team. But South Carolina and Mizzou are definitely in very similar weight classes that I think in some ways this is a coin flip game.
Yep. Yeah, there's a few of those on Mizzou's schedule this year. So the thing about this game, C-Dot, is if you were to lose it, it basically eliminates any of your margin for error the rest of the way. It's as close to a must win for Mizzou to be able to accomplish the goals that it set out as you can have without actually truly being a must win, because you haven't lost a game yet. So there's still the ability to get yourself back on track with the expansion of the college football playoffs. So It's a huge one. It's also a series that has provided us so many memorable moments already. I mean, if you were going to say, hey, who is Mizzou's true rival in the SEC? I have consistently pointed to South Carolina, their peer programs. They both kind of feel like outcasts relative to the rest of the conference. They don't feel like traditional powers in the SEC. They're always looking for that respect from the teams that have been there for 100 years. So it is one of those games that means a lot to both fan bases. And for both of these teams, it means a ton to be able to either South Carolina get their season back on track, or for Mizzou to give themselves a feather in the cap of a real legitimate win that everybody will recognize nationally.
I'm looking at Missouri's schedule, and I think that's a really good point that you mentioned about South Carolina. I mean, they have a stretch there where I think people were kind of looking at it like, oh, you know, hey, they've got one of the easier schedules in the SEC. Alabama, Auburn, Vanderbilt, A&M, and on the road against Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it's the toughest schedule in the SEC. It's certainly not a cakewalk schedule.
This is the thing about the SEC this year. I don't think there is a truly elite team in the conference right now. I think there are probably 10 to 12 teams, though, that on any given day, they can beat just about anybody. So it actually has made Missouri's schedule more difficult because they don't play any of those teams that we assumed coming into the season were going to be truly elite. Like, they didn't have Georgia on their schedule. They didn't have Texas on their schedule. That was never a problem for them. But they've got a lot of these teams that are in that middle, the 4 to 10 range in the conference on their schedule, including Oklahoma, including Auburn. And those games have become much more difficult. That, by the way, of the non-Mizzou games this weekend, Indiana versus Illinois and Oklahoma versus Auburn, those are the two to me that are maybe the most intriguing.
That is our guy, BK, joining us on the show today to take a closer look at the Missouri Tigers as they play host to South Carolina. I think I read, BK, that this is the third night game that Missouri has had since COVID. They just don't get a lot of these games in Columbia.
I'm going to be there for it, C-Dot. It's my first Mizzou game in a minute. I'm really looking forward to being there. Yeah, it's the last Mizzou game, I think, that was a night game was in conference against Florida. The really good finish, 4th and 13, the Luther Bird in play. I was in attendance for that one. I'll be in attendance for this one. So I'm looking forward to being there. Should be a really good environment. I think it's a blackout, too.
All right.
So
well,
be a good one.
I will see you there. I will be there as well, man. So we'll run into each other, man. I appreciate you popping on today.
Absolutely, man. Good to talk with you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.